Welcome to the Analytics for Humans podcast, where we make analytics simple for everyone. The Analytics for Humans podcast is sponsored, produced, and created by the team over at ClearQuery, where we're on a mission to democratize data analytics. My name is Mary Ellen, and I'm joined today by Maggie Wiseman, who is one of our software engineers. Maggie, can you briefly introduce yourself and tell us about your background?
Yeah, sure. My name is Maggie Wiseman, and I'm a software engineer, like you said, at Nightshift Development. I didn't start out as a software engineer. I have a degree in chemistry, and then I was a teacher for many years before transitioning to software engineer. So I've only been in this field for about 7 years. And I really haven't been working in data analytics very long, but I've certainly interacted with pieces of the process along the way. And of course, now that I work on ClearQuery, I basically work in it every single day.
Very cool. For our listeners who might not be familiar, can you explain what data and analytics entail in simple terms for like me to understand?
I think about it is that it's like the scientific method for business. And I don't know if everybody is super comfortable with the scientific method. So I'll just do a quick review. You have a problem or you have a question, and then you have to do maybe you do some background research, but you come up with a hypothesis. You say, if this, then that, and then pick some variables. You design an experiment, then go do that experiment. You collect the data. Usually might plot it on a graph or something, and then you write up a little conclusion about what you found, what the analysis showed you. And really, business analytics or data analytics, I'm sorry, is the same thing, except that it's really the raw materials of the experiment are completely different. If you are in a chemistry lab, for example, you're doing experiment test tubes, Erlenmeyer flasks, chemicals, and stuff like that. Those are like the raw materials of the experiment. But with data analytics, your raw materials is the data. Actually, the data that's coming in from all these different sources. When we do science experiments, we're very specific about what data we're collecting. If you were, for example, doing an experiment with gas, I might have been, was an 8th and 9th grade teacher, might have said, let's do some experiments on gas. And I might have said, okay, you know that pressure and volume and temperature are all affect a gas. So how do we just look at two of those variables? We have to control one of them, right? So you have to keep one of them constant. So that's relatively easy to do. I shouldn't say easy to do, I'm glad. So it's like a book challenge to do. If you think so. But with big data, with data analytics, the whole of the data that's coming in, it's not like you, there's an experimenter going out there and saying and doing things to get the data. Instead, it's just like us every day clicking on things. It's using our machines. It's turning on lights, driving, whatever. So there's all this really messy, tons and tons of data. The experiment then becomes the hard part of data analytics, I think, is actually, how do I process this data to get something useful? Does that make sense?
Yeah. So what drew you into changing your career into data analytics and software engineering?
Yeah, so in software engineering, I really just, man, that's like a big question.
Sorry, yeah, that's off.
Why did I change my career? As a chemistry teacher, as a teacher, I really was interested in doing, changing things and seeing how it affected the outcome of student learning. And I felt like I had run its course and I really wanted to learn new things in a different arena and just really grow as a person and just experience a different lifestyle and see how I did business rather than education. Yeah, that's what I changed to software engineering. And I really do thinking about how people interact with software and how what I build to either facilitate their working with it. That's the goal, really, is to make it so that it's easy to work with it rather than it being confusing or difficult. And anyway, this product is particularly fun to work on because I think that it's very challenging to understand data analytics if you're not coming from an analytical background. Like, it's just a mystery. What even is it? What is it? Mm-hmm. And really, there's an example I read about recently. And this woman, you have heard of Florence Nightingale. Have you heard of Florence Nightingale?
Yeah.
Like a famous nurse. And she is so famous because she was a strong advocate for sanitary reforms in hospital in the 1850s. They really didn't, germ theory was like a thing, but I don't think people were really good about keeping hospitals. So she was tasked with going to Crimea, to the Gil hospitals in the Crimean War, or I don't know if I did that properly. And the hospitals were approaching. They were like, people were lying in their own excrement. They were completely disgusting and people were dying. And she came in there and they were running out of soap. I think they were running out of water in some cases, or clean water in some cases. So she came in there and she got some brushes and she probably got soap and she got all the patients who were at least could stand up and move to clean the hospital from top to bottom. And the whole time she was taking data, like how many people were dying and what were they dying of? And then as the years went on, she continued to do that. She continued to institute more reform. She started a laundry. Can you believe they didn't have a laundry and a clean sheets?
Yeah, it's insane.
So, she's advocating for people, I guess, you know, how important that was. And so she was taking data this whole time. And then she knew that sanitary reform like that were super important. So she went home. She was like, I need to get this message out that we need to clean up the hospital. And so what she did is she was somebody who's just like amazing analytical type person. She had been keeping all this data and she knew that she needed to present it in a way that would be really meaningful for people and that would really, people would be able to understand it without really having to look at table. I don't know if you've looked at an Excel table. I look at Excel tables all the time. Sometimes you can draw meaning from them, but sometimes it's just like black and white.
Yeah, it's right for me. Yeah, I totally get it. Yeah.
Yeah, so she knew the same thing. And so what she did is she actually hooked up with a writer, like a social justice writer at the time, who wasn't somebody that worked for the government, was somebody who knew how to reach the people on an emotional level. And she re-displayed her data in this really famous way called the Nightingale Rose Diagram or something. I don't know if there's show notes here, but maybe we could link it in show notes.
Because
you can see it's like really easy to see how the number of deaths decrease once she has instituted these sanitary forms. And so people looked at that. They look at the diagram and they're like, oh my gosh, look how many people are dying of things that aren't battle, that are dying of things like cholera and typhoid, things that are totally preventable. And so it had a huge impact on military hospital reform. She was actually invited to advise every time for various countries on how to treat their soldiers when they were wounded. And so I think that's a really good example of data analytics, because it's like somebody with home data and it's, I have insights here. I need to share the value of this data with people. And the way that I do that is to transform it into a visualization, get it out there in a way that is really motivating for other people
to create change and do something different.
Definitely. That's the big takeaway.
Yeah, that was a great story. That's the thing, that coming from not a data and analytics background myself, being able to see a visualization of all the things I know, but being able to visually see it and show it to other people, that has been the really cool thing for me working with ClearQuery and working with very technical people, being a non-technical person, being able to speak not the same language, obviously, because I'm not technical, but we can come to an understanding of each other and I can understand what they're saying through the dashboards, visualizations, charts, and all of that stuff that they're able to show me in the product, which is super cool and creates action. It isn't just information that you see and you're like not able to really. You see what you're reading and you understand, but you don't understand it the same way as if it's put in front of you in a chart of some sort or a table that's more visually, I don't know. It's just so much easier. So that's an awesome story. I didn't know that.
Yeah. Oh, I remember that we were talking about like why it transitioned into I work on ClearQuery. It's because if we can make it possible for people to use their data in a way that they can get information out of it, get insight out of it, and perform actions that are useful and helpful. There's just so many questions you have about, okay, so for example, my dad has, it's ill and we were at the hospital, and it's just, you have all these questions when you go through this healthcare process, and I am hoping that people are collecting all of this data and using all of this data and will be able to answer questions like, how do we get people through this? What what is the most efficient way to get people through this process? How do we make sure that the outcomes are really good? What are the decisions we need to make? Or how can we see what variables actually end up, how well someone does in the healthcare? I'm sure healthcare companies have big analytics teams that are working on this, but it's still the same idea. Even smaller businesses, government organizations, nonprofits, maybe they're smaller groups and they have data, but they don't have a way of processing and getting information out of it. And I think that's what makes their work simple. It's so simple to just upload data and just on the fly get those kind of charts and visualizations, and then to filter your data, clean your data a little bit, and focus on what you really care about. And then we will on the fly do the statistical analysis for you and make it something that you can actually use right away.
Yep. That's awesome. That was my next question, is how does understanding data and analytics benefit a non-technical person in their daily lives? What you just told me.
It's also all the ways that you see it. I think there's three things probably in your career. Even if you're a non-technical person, I'm sure you're in charge of this stuff. Do you get data? We probably use tools. I don't know what kind of tools you use, but.
Yeah, for sure.
Yes. And I'll for you. Yeah. Yeah. And so understanding a little bit, I think, helps you be more analytical and approach problems maybe in a different way that can be helpful. I think of it like it's just a mindset shift. Where you're instead of thinking of this, my gut or my emotions, just thinking in a different way can be really helpful.
Yeah, it can help you blend feeling, going with your gut and seeing if it works. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. And the book that can be blended too is a really powerful.
I think it's also very powerful when you, especially if you're working in a team, if you can bring an analytical argument to the table. You're like,
we're doing this. This is working. This isn't working. What can we do better? It creates action and it creates collaboration between people to move forward and try something different or go with what they're doing because it's working it's a mix and balance for sure with stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
What are some tools or resources that you can recommend for beginners who want to start learning more about data and analytics?
Yeah, so I really enjoyed a book called Keeping Up with the Quant. Your guide to understanding and using analytics. I'd say just whatever modality you prefer, maybe finding a YouTube channel or something, because I know there's lots of people out there who probably have video or whatever, but I really found this book extremely well organized and well written. It's super fun to read. So that is the resource I would recommend for sure. Keeping Up with the Quant by Thomas Davenport and Jin Hao Kim. And then depending on this year, that's a beginner. That's really good, especially if you're somebody who's want to use analytics for your job and you just don't even know where to begin, because the book has really great advice, I think, on that. But if you're somebody that wants to get into the technical aspect of it, I think starting with a foundation in foundations of software engineering are really helpful. There's a class, where you are in your journey, if you're still a young person and in college, you can probably figure out where to do that in your school. But if you're somebody like me that was a career transitioner, I used a lot of online education courses. Coursera, I think, has this one that's called DS50. It's taught by Harvard. And the professor is excellent. And the point of it is just that it's the fundamental of how computers work, memory allocation, listening files, which is a lot of what you do in data analytics as a software engineer. It's just helping people get their data out so that it's in a useful form, and that it's awesome using just the basics of computer science. So those are the reasons. CS50 and Keeping Up with the Quants.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
For someone that's aspiring to enter the field of software engineering with focusing on data, what advice would you give?
Yeah, similar advice. I would say, I think the best thing to do is really start with the basics. Know your math. Take a statistics course. And again, do the kind of understand, how computers, it's not really how computers, well, maybe it's how, yeah, how computers work. Productions, do the basics and it will come. I don't think that somebody needs to jump into anything advanced R programming or whatever right off the bat.
Cool. Well, thank you so much for taking time and talking about your background and talking about data and analytics and giving some real life examples on how it all works and how it can promote change and empower people to understand what's happening around them and do more, do better, create change themselves. I really appreciate it. This was the Analytics for Humans podcast. We're sponsored by ClearQuery, a solution that makes data analytics simple for anyone. If you've got data, ClearQuery makes it easy for you to get valuable insights out of it in no time with no deep technical skills or training required. If you're interested in learning more, check out ClearQuery at clearquery.io, where you can sign up for a free tier and get started today.